how to stay useful, trusted, and clear about your role? A trusted motorcycle chaplain is not the loudest person in the room, not the most connected person in the room, not the person who knows the most secrets. A trusted chaplain is the one who stays useful, steady, and clear about the role. So how do you stay that way over time? First, know what your role is. You are there to offer spiritual presence, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, calm listening, basic spiritual encouragement, and wise referral when needed. You may support members, leaders, spouses, children, grieving families, or people in crisis. But you are not a therapist, not law enforcement, not a private investigator, and not a club official. Second, say simple things clearly. Role clarity is not only something you know, it is something you communicate. Sometimes you may need to say, "I'm glad to listen and I'm glad to pray, but I need to be careful not to step into an investigative or political role." Or you may say, "This sounds serious. I care about you, but I am not the right person to decide this." Let's think about what next step is actually wise. Clear language protects trust. Third, respect the law without acting like law enforcement. Chaplains are not called to pretend legal matters do not exist. At the same time, chaplains should not carry themselves like undercover authorities. That destroys ministry presence. Law awareness means you understand that some matters involve safety, abuse, threats, criminal acts, or vulnerable persons. You do not ignore those things. But you also do not posture, threaten, interrogate, or gather information beyond your role. When something crosses into legal or safety territory, you think clearly, act lawfully, and seek proper help. Fourth, stay relationally clean. Titus 3:2 calls believers to speak evil of no one, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing all humility toward all men. That is a powerful chaplaincy verse. Gentle does not mean weak. Humble does not mean confused. It means your presence is not adding poison to an already loaded situation. Fifth, keep your soul anchored. In ministry sciences terms, repeated exposure to tension, grief, secrecy, and pressure can slowly distort a chaplain. You may become overly suspicious or overly sympathetic to one side, or emotionally tired and less careful. That is why you need prayer, reflection, church connection, accountability, and honest debriefing. Organic Humans reminds us that you are an embodied soul too. Your body, emotions, thoughts, fears, and spiritual life are connected. If you are exhausted, flattered, lonely, angry, or overextended, your clarity will suffer. Sustainable chaplaincy requires inward honesty. Finally, remember what makes you useful. People trust chaplains who do not panic, who do not gossip, who do not overpromise, who do not pretend to be more than they are, who do not vanish when things get hard, and who do not exploit access for influence. Over time, your credibility grows when people learn this. You are steady in crisis, careful with speech, respectful toward leadership, serious about boundaries, and honest about what you can and cannot do. That kind of role clarity is not cold. It is loving. It allows you to serve without confusion. It allows others to receive care without hidden agendas. And it keeps the ministry centered on Christ, not on your personality. So stay useful. Stay trusted. Stay clear. That is not small ministry. That is faithful ministry.